up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Just before we get started today, I thought I'd give you a reminder of exactly why we're here and what we do. Blind Citizens Australia is the peak body for Australians who are blind or vision impaired. It's a consumer voice, and we represent blind people at the advocacy level, political level, and all sorts of other areas. And also, through conventions and email lists and other forms of communication, we seek to provide peer support and other things that that individuals who are blind or vision impaired need. This program is one of Blind Citizens Australia's communication outlets, and it seeks to inform people who are blind and also people who are not about what's happening in the blindness sector, what other blind people are doing, and things that blind people generally need to know, and of course, by extension, things that other people who are not blind might need to know about blind people. So I hope that gives you a bit of an idea of exactly why we're here and what we're doing. This week on New Horizons, we're going to do something a little bit different to what we normally do. We're going to have a look at one of the ways that you can get New Horizons as a podcast. Now, I won't go into too much detail about any of this because it presupposes that you have the equipment that is required to do this and you have the basic technical ability that it takes to set up a podcast feed, and that also you're a member of the Vision Australia Library. We simply don't have time to provide too much detail. So what we're going to do is two things, in fact. We're going to, firstly, using the PC, we're going to subscribe to the New Horizons podcast on the Vision Australia Library website. So first of all, we open the Vision Australia Library website.
Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open, edit, combo.
And I always do it from the run dialog because it's just easier. So I'll type in the web address, and if you don't know it, I'll give it again at the end of the program, but it's http://i-access-online.visionaustralia.org, and then we hit enter.
Mozilla Firefox about land, no links about,
and we wait for the page to load.
Sign in iAccess online Mozilla Firefox.
Okay, the first thing that comes up is the sign in screen. So we go to the sign in and we enter the user details.
Find iAccess online.
Okay, so once we've signed in, we come up on the find screen. Now, we're going to go down through the find screen, and we go through all the navigation stuff, and we're going to select podcast. So we go down past my lines and everything else into the next list, past the search box, browse by publication type, as the computer told you, and as I said, we're going to look for podcast.
Link book, link magazine, link music, link newspaper, visited, link podcast.
There's podcast, okay.
Podcast visited link.
Okay, and of course it's popped up on the search box, so we're going to pass that.
Heading level 1 search results.
And we have search results for podcast.
1 to 6 of about 26 results.
And it says 1 to 26 of 26 results.
Graphic pop land. Heading level 3 link talking vision.
All right, and now we just have a list of all the podcasts that we can get through the Vision Australia Library, starting with Talking Vision, which is an excellent program, which comes from Vision Australia Radio, which, of course, you can hear on your RPH station as well.
Behind the scenes, heading level 3 link.
Behind the scenes.
Computed, heading peerless, time of your vision of streaming.
And we just keep going until we find New Horizons.
New Horizons, heading level 3.
There we are, there's New Horizons, and we click on that.
New Horizons, heading level 3. iAccess and iDotVisionAustralia.org. iAccess and iDotVision. Blank, heading level 1 item detail. Heading level 2, New Horizons. Publication format audio. Publication type podcast.
And it tells us that it's an audio podcast.
Language English. Publisher Melbourne Vision Australia.
And it's in English, believe it or not. Now, it does say that it's published by Vision Australia Information Library Service. It actually isn't. Of course, as we know, it's published by Blind Citizens Australia.
Synopsis of Blind Citizens Australia Weekly Radio Program. Date published 2015. Date added 4/08/2015, 5:39, 12 p.m. Link subscribe.
All right, and there's the subscribe link.
Link show issues.
And you can also see issues. There's a link just below the subscribe link, and that will enable you to see all of the most recent issues. I think at the moment it goes back to October of last year. All right, we're going to hit the subscribe link.
Subscribe link. Subscribe to this publication. Add subscribe alert. iAccess and iDotVisionAustralia.org. iAccess and iDotVisionAustralia.
And it tells us that we're subscribed.
Add subscription. iAccess online.
Now, we're going to do something else now. We're going to switch to the Victor Reader Stream second generation, and remembering that there are several products which will do much the same thing, that will enable you to download books and podcasts and things from the Vision Australia Library website, so don't feel that if you don't have a Victor Reader, you're missing out. If you'd like to know more about that, you can, of course, contact Vision Australia, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you. All right, we'll turn the Victor Reader on, and we'll see what happens.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Okay, now, that's that. Now, for the purposes of this exercise, we need to make sure that Wi-Fi is on. So, once again, I'm going to assume that if you have a Victor Reader that you are fully aware of how to do this. If not, you can certainly
airplane
look at the user
mode
menu.
Off.
All right, airplane mode is off, and we wait till it connects to the Wi-Fi network.
Connected to Wi-Fi.
Okay, we're now connected to Wi-Fi. Now, you'd think that we'd go to the podcast bookshelf on the online books, but in this instance, no, we don't.
Bookshelf.
Vision Australia.
We go to Vision Australia.
7. Books.
Okay, now that we're on the Vision Australia page, we're going to go for the link that says...
Download more books.
Download more books. And we hit enter on that, and we'll see what it comes up
Please
with.
Please wait. 15. Books.
Okay, and then we look through the book list, and the book list is in alphabetical order, and as far as the Vision Australia Library is concerned, there's no difference between a podcast, a book, or a newspaper. So you simply go through your book list until you find New Horizons.
6.
New Horizons, Monday, March 28th, 2016.
There we are. That's New Horizons for March the 28th, 2016. I'm going to now press enter on that.
Added to download queue. 6.
New Horizons.
And it's
Monday,
added to the download queue. So all we need to do now then is wait until that's downloaded. And once it's downloaded, we can check to see if it's actually there and if it's the correct episode. Okay, that beep says that it's downloaded, so let's go and have a look.
Bookshelf.
Vision.
6.
New Horizons. Monday, March 28th, 2016.
There we are. There's New Horizons for March the 28th. We'll press play on it. Sounds like New Horizons to me.
New Horizons, it's up to you and me.
All right, we'll skip through it a little bit. We speak to Geordie Howell, who is a member of the Executive Committee. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? That was last week's episode, so there you are. Now you know how to subscribe to New Horizons on the podcast feed through Vision Australia and also how to download it on your Victor Reader. Okay, for those of you who have the VA Connect app, there's a few really interesting things which have happened in that app recently. And for those of you who don't know, that's the app that Vision Australia has made for either downloading the books from their service or reading them online. Now, however, with the latest update, you can actually search for books. So before we look at getting New Horizons on that app, let's have a quick look at that.
VA Connect, bookshelf.
Okay, so I've got the VA Connect app open now on my iPhone, and I'm on the bookshelf page.
Bookshelf. Add books button.
And I'm going to click on add books.
Search. Close button.
And the first thing it does is put me on the close button, which you could call a back button.
Search. Heading. Selected. Title button. Keywords button. Author button.
So you can search by title, keywords, or author. So I'm going to...
Off. Keywords button. 2 of 3. Selected. Keywords. 2 of 3.
There we are. I'm going to search by keywords.
Author. Enter search terms. Search field. Search field is editing. Enter search terms. Insertion point at start.
All right. I'm very interested in amateur radio, so that's what we're going to look up.
Cap A. Cap A. M. M. A. A. T. T. E. E. U. U. R. R. Space. R. R. A. A. D. D. I. I. O. O.
Okay. So I've typed that in
search.
And we press search.
Selected. Search. Tab. 1 of 1.
And those beeps mean that it's working, and the little trilly beep thing means that it's done.
My world, the amateur radio, search field, my world, signer Marconi's magic box, how an amateur inventor defied scientist, the dead side of the mic, button. Your entry into amateur radio, the foundation license manual, button.
Oh, there we are. There's your entry into amateur radio, the foundation license manual.
Selected, search, your entry into amateur radio, the foundation license manual, button.
Okay, so we found that one. We're interested in that because we want to get our amateur radio license. So if we double tap it, let's see what happens.
Your title information, search, back button.
It opens the information page.
Title info, back to bookshelf, but your entry into amateur radio, the author, Ron Bertrand, summary, amateur radio is a identify audio, daisy, language, narrator,
you can look at that if you're particularly interested.
Size, order, button, open book, dimmed, button, start downloading, dimmed, button.
So you can order, you can open book, or you can start downloading. Although I noticed that open book and start downloading are dimmed, so that means that we have to order it first.
Order, button, order. Book added.
Okay, it's on our list. Okay, it's ready to go. So now if we go to...
Search, back button, close, bookshelf.
We close the search and we're back to the bookshelf page.
Add books, but more, your entry into amateur radio, the foundation...
And there's our book. Now, we can do one of two things from here. If we double tap it, it'll open it and start playing it online. If we want to download it, though, we can double tap and hold. And that's what we're going to do for the purpose of this exercise.
Your entry into amateur radio. The title information button. Return title button. Start downloading 375.0 megabytes button.
Okay, so we can either return the title or start downloading it or have a look again at the title information.
Cancel menu button.
So for the purpose of this exercise, we're not going to listen to it, but needless to say that if I clicked on start download, it would download it and put it into my iPhone, and I could then read it offline wherever I happen to be. So that's the big thing in the latest update. Now, it's important for us to know that we can listen to New Horizons on that app as well. Down the bottom are tabs, and we find that the third one along...
Podcast tab.
Is podcasts. There's four tabs, as it says. So we click on podcasts.
Selected podcast tab, 3 of 4.
And remember, we've already subscribed to the New Horizons podcast. We did so at the beginning of the program, so...
New Horizons, Monday, March 28th, 2016, online, button.
So once again, I could download it by double tapping and holding, or I could simply just double tap it.
New Horizons, Monday, March 20th. Selected New Horizons, Monday, March 28th, 2016, back button.
All right, so I've opened the quote book, unquote.
New Horizons, Monday, progress, 0%, time jump 1 minute, button, playback rate, button. Rewind button, fast forward, play button.
And I'm going to play it, and I'm fairly sure that I've got my speed turned up, so it's going to go quite fast. Let's have a listen.
Pause. Pause, pause, button.
New Horizons. It's
up. Play. Well, play. As we can see, that's definitely New Horizons. So that's just two ways that you can get New Horizons by podcast, if that's what you would like to do. And just reminding you of that web address again for the Vision Australia website, it's http://i-accessonline.visionaustralia.org. The website will give you the phone number for contacting the library if you want to become a member or if you'd like more information about any of the things that we've covered. Don't forget that the Vision Australia Library has their own program which goes on the RPH network. It's Hear This, so get in touch with your local RPH station if you'd like details on when that program is broadcast. Of course, you can always listen to New Horizons on your local RPH station and your local community station all around Australia. So if your station doesn't carry the program and you would like it to, then get in touch with them and ask them to give BCA a ring, and we'll be happy to help them to get the program for you. Thanks for joining me on this week's program. Just a couple of things before we finish up. Let me remind you that that Adelaide Forum is happening on the 9th of April, and that's to discuss the potential changes to the Adelaide branch. So if that is important to you, then get in touch with BCA and let them know. Those aged care teleconferences I mentioned last week are coming up really quick too, so get in touch with BCA. kate.morris@bca.org.au is the email address you want for that. kate.morris@bca.org.au. The discussion about the amalgamation between Blind Citizens New South Wales and BCA is happening on the 30th of April, so it's really important that you throw your hat in the ring for that one too. So get in touch once again, either with BCA at the head office or, of course, with Blind Citizens New South Wales. That's it for this week's program. I hope you've enjoyed it. As I said, it was something a little different to what we normally do, but I thought it was important to cover this. It's been a pleasure to be with you for the last 15 minutes or so. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by emailing bca@bca.org.au or by phone on 1800 033 660. That's 1800 033 660. And if you have any feedback on the program, you can contact me directly on new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. Do take care. Have a great week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.